Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a wonderful show today. Wonderful show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work hard for your money, but you want your money to work harder for you, so you don't have to work so hard for that money. So you can work because you want to, not because you have to. So you can do what you love and be with those that you love right now. It's about creating that cash flow, that freedom and prosperity today. And you're a Rippler because it's not just about creating comfort and convenience for your life. It's allowing you to create that freedom so you can help others do the same. Because as you liberate and free yourself, that allows you to become a wiser steward and allows you to become a better servant and impact and bless more people's lives. So welcome out today. Remember to check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. You can check out some great free ebooks on there as well as some awesome information as well. Hey, I appreciate you guys joining today because I know that many of you guys are sharing this. You guys are starting to mastermind and create conversations from this. And I love those of you that have actually been reaching out to me as well. There's been a lot more of you all of a sudden for various reasons, you know, whether you've heard of me from other shows that I've been on or whatever it might be, but welcome. And I appreciate you having here, and I don't take it lightly because I do take this very seriously. And I want to talk about a subject that actually came from, you know, really was inspired by one of you listeners. Someone had reached out to me. I've had actually two people last week reach out to me saying, "Hey, Chris, I don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, but I wonder if there's something you could do in my situation or at least improve it," right? And obviously you're coming because you hope for something better, because you're starting to realize that it's, you know, that if you really look at the truth, if you look at what's going out there today, the typical stuff that financial advisors are teaching about saving for the long haul, saving in mutual funds where you hope and pray for a 6 or 7% rate of return net, right? You know, and you're hoping for all this stuff, and then you're realizing that's still not enough. And you're running out of answers, and you're running out of time. And I had somebody just like that. She was, again, I keep everything confidential, but just to give you an example, one of these people, she's in her early 50s, has a very simple lifestyle. She's single, no kids. And she reached out, and she said, "Chris, I'm probably not even worth your time." She's like, "But, you know, I was hoping maybe you can at least point me the right direction, give me some resources to learn from, or whatever it might be." And someone just told me to talk to her. And so I said, "Hey, you know what? Let's talk." And I am so glad she did. Because when she reached out, you know, I found out that because she has that simple lifestyle, to hit her financial independence number, right? The number that she needs to live on each month if she had to. She has a very successful business, works with great people, and what she does, loves what she does. And she doesn't want to stop doing it, which is perfect. But what's cool is, even though she's saving over half her money, she has a very simple lifestyle in the sense that she only needs about, you know, maybe $1,500 a month to live on, really. And, you know, when I get those kind of situations, I get many of you that, you know, you're actually higher up. You're more like need like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month, right, for passive income. But for her, it's like $1,500 a month. What's even more exciting is because she's been doing such a good job saving, right? She'd done such a great job saving. But she was saving into mutual funds, and there was no way she was going to do it. And I kind of, you know, I really kind of smiled. I said, "Hey, before I give you what I think can be possible in your situation, let me ask you this. What do you think is a good time frame for you to create financial freedom? Like, what would be awesome for you? Like, what would be a good goal for you?" She said, "Well, you know, Chris, if I can do that in 10 years, that would be great. I would love it. Like, if in 10 years, I can maybe work 3 hours a day and, you know, be done first thing in the morning so that I have the rest of the day to do whatever I feel like and maybe have weekends off, I would love that." And I said, Well, guess what? 10 years? That's easily possible. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. Even better? You could do it in one. And obviously she was a little bit stunned when I said that, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm dead serious. You could do this in one. And I'm even being a little conservative. You can create an extra $20,000 a year of income. And she's like, well, how's that possible? I said, well, let's just take the situation you're in. I'm like, there's actually other resources you have to create additional income. However, I will just go with the easy one. You have about $200,000 total in mutual funds. If that $200,000, all it did was earn you 10%. Now, when I say only 10%, I know for some people, that is a much higher number than they would ever expect, right? But I said, but in my mind, 10% is a low number. It's like a baseline minimum, you know? And I said, if you only earn 10%, which there's a few options you can go to do that, you would create $20,000 a year, which is averaging over $1,600 a month. Therefore, you could actually have that lifestyle and seriously work 3 hours a day and be good. You'd be there within the year. And she's like, Chris, are you lying to me? Like, how serious is this? Like, are you really giving me real numbers? I said, I am actually underestimating for you. You could probably do more, but I don't want to ever overpromise anything because a lot of this is going to be a big change in mindset for you and a shift. But if you're open to it, it's going to work. Well, she emailed me over the weekend. She's like, okay, I'm pretty excited about this, you know? And then this morning I get an email and she said, you know, I was talking to some friends, and they've been pretty successful too, and they're really good people, and I trust them, and I think I'm going to just go the direction that they're telling me to do. So I'm going to try that out. Now understand, like, her making this decision doesn't make any impact in my life, other than that she kind of took away an opportunity for me to have more fun and play. And I told her this. I said it's ironic. I told her this just last week. I said, it's ironic because you were worried about whether or not you were in a situation that was even worthy of my time. And the truth is that I can make a humongous impact in your life. And in fact, it would be a joy for me to work with you. Like, it would be a joy because this is the reason I've come out of retirement. This is why I don't just retire. This is why, even if I become financially independent, I would still want to keep doing this because this is what lights me up. This is what gives me joy. And so when she said that, it felt like that joy was taken away. I'm like, oh, that's like someone saying, hey, we're going to go to Disneyland. You know, okay, that's joy for some people, not others. But as an example, it's like telling your kids, hey, we're going to go to Disneyland. Oh, just kidding. We can't do it this year. That's kind of how it felt for me, you know? And I really struggle with it because I'm like, it's not like I need the money. What is it? And I realized it was that joy. And I started to really think about her situation and going back because I knew that for her, the hardest part for me wasn't going to be the strategy. The strategy was super easy. It was actually the mindset behind it. And I realized that for many of you, this is going to be true, is that you would probably actually believe me more if I didn't say that. You know, if I had told her maybe, and this is all speculation, it may not have been any different, but if I had told her, you know what, we could not only do it 10 years, I think we could do it in 5 to 7. She would probably be elated and think, okay, cool. You know, and then she might get shocked to find out, like, wait a minute, I just did the math and we can do it this year, right? You know, if I didn't spoil it for her and just let her figure it out. But I was so excited. I was like, no, look what can happen. And this is where, for almost all of you listening, no matter where you are, the problem doesn't have anything to do with the strategy you're doing. Although, yes, there's probably strategies you can do better, right? But that's not it. It's oftentimes what you're willing to see or what you think is actually possible that is really what's hindering you. That's the real block. It's your mindset. It's what you believe is there. Because if you ever find yourself saying, oh, that's too good to be true. What, 10%, 12%, 15% a year? By the way, I told her that there's options like this. Contractual options, by the way. Doesn't mean that's the guarantee because there's always risk with everything, right? But there's contractual things out there that will say, hey, we'll pay you 10, 12, 15% a year. And for some people, that just seems unbelievable because you've seen the reality. You've seen what financial advisors are actually able to create for you or the markets are able to create for you. And it's not that impressive. I just had somebody today say, guess what? Year to date, It's been just over 4%. That's horrible, especially when the market did 18. And I had another person that's like, hey, I did 18%. Cool. Well, you didn't have to do anything. You just sat there and you just gambled your money. That's 18% year to date. I don't know what the year to date is going to end on, but it's probably not going to be 18%. So you may or may not be at a pretty good point right now, you know? And that's the thing, is like, there's all these uncertainties. And so I get it. Like, I remember the very first time, now for me, it was 2006, right? You know, when I started to realize, like, wait a minute, is it possible that we can get better, you know, or actually get beyond the actual return of 7.5% of the stock market? Because I used to tell people 10 or 12% as the average of the market, right? Since before time began, the market has returned, you know, 10 to 12%, depending if it's large cap or small cap stocks, right? Whichever index you're looking at. But the actual yield was never that way. And so obviously, looking at that, it's like, well, okay, well, that's not as good as I thought. And even if it was 10 or 12%, the truth is that it's still pretty darn hard to retire if you're only living on 2 or 3% a year, like most people tell you to do off mutual funds, because they don't want you to run out of money, because you have to adjust for inflation and everything else. This lady was also like, well, what about inflation? I said, well, now instead of putting away, you know, $30,000 a year, if you got an extra $20,000 a year coming in, you can still keep working, do what you want to do for the next 10 years if you want to go with that original 10-year plan, and you have $50,000 that you could easily generate another $400 a month extra the next year. So now you're going from $20,000 maybe to $25,000 of passive income. And then the next year could be over $30,000, and then $35,000, and then maybe $45,000, and so on. And it just keeps growing, right? I was like, inflation will not have to grow that fast. You know, you won't have to do that much to get there. And depending on which investments you do, like if you do like turnkey real estate or any kind of real estate where you're doing rentals, a lot of times it does keep up with inflation, because you, whenever inflation goes up, you raise the rents, right? That's kind of typical. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, you know, not to mention raising prices in a business and things like that. There's lots of different ways to adjust for inflation, you know, but you can't do that with mutual funds. You just don't have that option. Plus, you don't have control over the tax rates and everything else. So I get it when you think it might be too good to be true. Okay, if it makes you feel better, great. I'll tell you 6 or 8% a year. How's that feel? And what if I say you can get guaranteed 8%, which I do know people that offer 6 or 8% preferred rates of return on you lending them money. They'll do it. And they don't mind it at all, because for them, they're making more than that. And so for them, 6 or 8% is nothing. If you get into the investor world, you realize that actually even 10, 12%, 15% isn't a huge return either. But I understand, because if you haven't seen it before, it's a big leap of faith. And that's what it really comes down to, is that I don't want you guys to... There are times I think things are could be too good to be true based on certain conditions. You know, there could be people, there are charlatans out there that definitely will promise the moon, stars, and everything in between, and they can't deliver, or they won't be able to deliver. They're just really trying to raise money. You know, I'll tell you, I very rarely ever find those people, because they just don't run in certain circles. They tend to attract the same kind of people. Those people have the same kind of reputation, and it's pretty easy to spot them. In fact, it's not hard, because all you have to do is ask about their business model a little bit and realize that it's a house of cards. It's not hard to find the Bernie Madoffs, you know. Now, Bernie Madoff was a little bit more sophisticated in what he did. He could definitely lie, flat out lie, and produce all kinds of numbers and things like that. But the truth is that most people that are in the investing world, especially if they're actually investing and making money, they aren't in that category. That's the stuff you hear in the media. That's like saying that every person in a trailer, you know, gets their trailer caught in a tornado, right? it's like, oh, there's another tornado and there's another trailer park destroyed. If you're in a trailer park, you're going to get destroyed by a tornado, guaranteed. No, it's not the case. But you do have to make sure you are careful. So yes, there are times I think things can be too good to be true, but if I hear amazing returns, I don't say, oh, that's a Ponzi scheme, or that's false. There's no way that's possible. The next question I'm going to ask is, all right, how are you getting those returns? What kind of model is it working? How's it worked at this time versus that time? You know, or what happens if things have to adjust? You know, is there certain things that are happening beneath the surface you have to look for? It doesn't take a lot of questions to figure out whether or not something's can really withstand a stress test or not, right? And that's really the thing, is that you have to look for those sort of situations, and people do matter. But believe me when I tell you, It is definitely not impossible to get 10, 12%, 15% and have those things actually be paying you monthly versus trying to pull out 2 or 3% from your mutual fund, right? So you don't run out of money. There's ways to have your money earning at least 10%. So if you have even $300,000, that could generate $30,000 a year for you. Absolutely. There's plenty of places you could do that. But you got to know the right places to look, and you got to be able to have that ability to see and believe that it's true. Another lesson was for me is that, yes, I have a lot of clients that make hundreds of thousands a year and have hundreds of thousands or even millions sitting around. But then I also find other people that sometimes they don't make hundreds of thousands a year, but they might have 100 or 200,000 sitting around. Or maybe they've got like a paid off house, and there's like, I got assets, I've got net worth, but it's not working for me. Guys, there's still possibilities. There's still hope there. There's still things that can be done. And so if there's a lesson for me, it's that definitely don't make me, don't think that everybody I talk to that has any decent use or any fun for me has to be making millions of dollars. On the flip side, don't also think too that, I'm a miracle worker and I can, pull a rabbit out of my hat and take nothing. If you don't have a job, for example, and you don't have any money, no, you're right. That's a very difficult thing for me, and I'm just going to point you to online resources, and there's plenty of a podcast you can listen to help with that. But know this, is that there is hope. That in this world, in the world that I live in, the reason that I left the financial advising world is because I started to see what was actually available and what was possible. And it's not available in the financial advising world. Financial advisors do not offer this. They do not offer investments. They do not teach you how to invest. They teach you how to save money into things that are high risk with mediocre or lackluster returns. And that's it. You want to go beyond that. That is where the whole new world that got opened up to me 13 years ago can be opened up to you too. And I'll tell you, the world's even better than it was 13 years ago, even when the market was awesome in 2006. There's better opportunities now. I've found less charlatans now than there was back then, because back then everybody thought they could make money. Now it does require a little bit more sophistication and actual knowledge. It's easy to see through the bull right now. So anyways, guys, things are possible. You can be free. But the real question is, are you willing to take that freedom? Do you believe that freedom is even possible? Because if you don't believe that freedom is possible, if you don't believe it's possible for you, maybe for others, but not for you, then you're right. You will probably hit that, and you will make that true one way or the other. You will find a way to talk yourself out of something that actually works and is good. But I promise you that there are keys to your freedom that are available. You just have to be willing to take it. So keep that in mind. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.